USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the prospects of a coronavirus vaccine are looking up.
Under my leadership, we'll produce a vaccine in record time. Biden and his very liberal running mate, the most liberal person in Congress, by the way, is not a competent person, in my opinion, would destroy this country and would destroy this economy.
And regarding the comments made by Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris over the weekend regarding a vaccine, the president says,
should immediately apologize for the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric that they are talking right now, talking about endangering lives, and it undermines science.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden spending his Labor Day in the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. Biden meeting with AFL-CIO leaders and members on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Police officers in Pittsburgh are investigating videos that showed violence during demonstrations that took place over the weekend. One video shows a demonstrator shoving a megaphone into the face of another man who was holding a bicycle. Another clip showed a man with a megaphone using it to shout at people dining at outdoor tables at a restaurant. The video, widely distributed on social media, has over 3 million views on Twitter alone. Democratic nominee Joe Biden is committed to empowering labor unions and workers if he's elected in November.
And you can be sure you'll be hearing that word union plenty of times if I'm in the White House. The words of a president matter.
Biden speaking at an AFL-CIO event in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
One of the most sacred rights and responsibilities of American citizenship is voting. We are supposedly guaranteed one man, one vote, that every person's vote is worth as much as the other person's vote. If there's voter fraud, it reduces the impact of legitimately cast ballots. Ken Timmerman is an investigative reporter. He tells me why more cases of voter fraud are not prosecuted.
You cannot get a conviction in a voter fraud case without a federal prosecutor, without a grand jury, without a trial or a plea deal. It's a huge undertaking for a very small payoff. Prosecutors don't like to do these cases. So the fact that you've got 1,000 convictions already just over the past 10 years gives you just a glimpse of how extensive this problem really is.
Major League Baseball is mourning the loss of one of its heroes. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has the details.
St. Louis Cardinal legend and Baseball Hall of Famer Lou Brock has died. Brock spent 16 seasons with the Cards out of a 19-year career in Major League Baseball that spanned from 1961 until 1979. He became known as one of the game's most complete players. The six-time All-Star held the stolen base record until 1991, where Ricky Henderson surpassed him. Brock died after battling numerous health issues. He was 81.
Thank you, Kenneth. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.